So the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being meicha the Pshoim HaKal Yisrael, and they should do tshuva ki gal ticha. The pshat in the word gal ticha, ki gal ticha, could mean that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been goyalas before Mitzrayim the Midbar, he's also now capable of being goyalas, we should do tshuva. Samler ki gal ticha, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the geula. It's in line with Chazal. Chazal say that gdoyle tshuva shemeviya geula loylam, and Chazal seem to understand that it is another schus, so to speak, for the geula. Demis is, if that's true, then the pasuk is a bit short, because every schus, there's the iton achishena. Achishena is always a kind of zocha. So mali zocha if they do a lot of mitzvahs, mali zocha if they do tshuva. Tachlis, once they're in a position where their mitzvahs have reached a level vis-a-vis the averus that they could deserve gula, they'll get gula. The shuva like kigal ticha is mashma that the geula itself is sort of a prerequisite for tshuva, which kind of is it's almost the opposite of the idea that tshuva brings gula. Kigal tich ki'ilu means because, that would be the very pasuk in the pasuk. And I'd like to try to understand that geula and tshuva, geula is a chelek of a certain type of tshuva, a unique aspect of a prerequisite for tshuva. The Maharal says, when he speaks about the shayf of Yom Kippur, that it's cheres, and therefore the he says in Geraria that the reason why the dafka they go out, the avodim go out on Yom Kippur, is because that is the zman of the shayf of Yom Kippur is the shayf of geula. In other words, dafka because it's on Yom Kippur, something because the zman grama of Yom Kippur is geirim geula, and obviously it's a result of tshuva. So you see that there's something specific about geula more than any other benefit. We're not talking about geula and Klal Yisrael in general and in the galus. We're talking about each yochid. There's an akud of geula that's tied very much to tshuva and haba hatalia. So I'd like to try and understand it through a Maral in Gvuras. The Maral in Gvuras speaks about the inyan of the different Moyadim. It's in Perek Mem Vav. And the Maral says that Gimel Regalim are there to give a person Hishleimus. Each Klal Yisrael, their Shleimus. Each Regal addresses a different aspect of Klal Yisrael. And that's how we become Anoshim Shleimim. Rosh Hashanah in Yom Kippur, he says, is mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we understand, let's give simple analogy. A person is dressing up very nicely, so he's looking at the mirror and sort of figuring out everything, how it should look. But whenever a person is dressing up, he's dressing up for somebody. And whereas the Gimel Ma'adim were focusing on our dress and, so to speak, our personal shleimus, who are we dressing up for? Lifnei mi atem etarem atzmechem. And Yom Kippur is the zman of the Rebbeinu Shalom, Tzakadosh Baruch Hu, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's Tzakadosh Baruch Hu mitzadus malchus. That's one nekud that he says. Then the Maral gives us a distinction between Rosh Hashanah versus Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the Melech of the world. Yom Kippur is a Zman when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Odin, and as such does not tolerate an other koyach. In other words, ki'ilu Rosh Hashanah is the Malchus and Yom Kippur is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, which is extremely, extremely strange to understand how we could split the two apart. For us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu means Echad, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaOlam, that it could be a Havamina, that we could proclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech HaOlam in Rosh Hashanah, but still leave room for Baal and some other koiches, for Shnius, and then in Kippur take away Shnius. It seems to us extremely improbable. More so, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Malchius, and the Gemara, it's a Shaila in the Gemara, and the Gemara Paskins, we do it. We say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Malchius, is the Pasuk of Malchius, meaning that in Hashem Echad and Malchius is to us one and the same. So, how do we understand that there's another inyan on Yom Kippur to be mafkia other rishuyas? What are we talking about? It can't mean that there's some sort of emuna we can establish on Rosh Hashanah that includes a shnias of another koyach. That's impossible to understand. So let's be a little bit misamic and understand a little bit about the olam of Tov and Ra. And the two tzuras in which it comes, we're used to understanding ma'isim tovim as very, very particularly good ma'isim. Each ma'is is a mitzvah, is a gem, and so on. But there's another way in which we look at them, and that is called a Merkava. Merkava means that all of the Maisim Toivim and all of the Toiv that's in the Bria becomes a Hechetimtze to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu into the world. Ha'avas Heine in a Merkava means that the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Avos are a means for bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. And just like a Merkava needs four wheels, and without four wheels, there's no Merkava, and there's no transportation, so too, as when we talk about a Merkava, we talk about four different Avos. Three Avos in David and Melech, Avram's Koyach of Chesed, Toiv, that's expressed in Chesed, and Yitzchok's in Avoda, and Yaakov in Tefillah, in Torah, David. Those four together, besides being tremendous milas on their own, they also become a hechetimtza for bringing alakus into the world. That's when we speak of Merkava. When we speak of, let's say, even something like spheres, those are all descriptions of how different pieces come together, 10 different hanhagas come together to present the whole picture. That is mitzad the toiv in the world, and the malchus of toivens and in this world. There's a zelu umazeh, and that is called, the Baal HaTanya speaks about it in a few places, and he calls it kasser de misavusa, the Kesser of Tuma, or Merkava of Tuma. Others speak as well, just he does speak about it a few times, that Ra comes into this world as it comes into this world not just as a particular item of Ra, it comes into this world as a Merkava of Ra, it comes into this world as a whole Malchus. So, we have Averis, that each Avera is a point that does wrong, that's Mekalkal. And then we have a Hanhaga of Ra, which becomes its mitzdarif to a Shita that's Kavayochel, an alternative. It presents itself as a Shita, and it expresses itself to a person as a Shibut. In other words, the person himself is not just doing something wrong, he ends up having to do something wrong. Chazal give us an example of it. And Chazal speak about if somebody is a koyas, is like you say about a zara. Chazal learned from a pasuk, lo yeh becha el zar. There shall not be within you an el zar, a god that is alien. So Chazal say, ezu el zar shebecha. That's the Yetzirah. So in other words, it's not just that I happen to blow up, or I happen to react. It's a force inside a person, it's a drive, and it's something that becomes a force that pushes him. So a person who happened to get angry, if I look at it, if it's still a situation where I can view it as a mikra, so he did something inappropriate possibly. But when somebody has himself a drive for kas, so now the person has another thing that's driving him, being mishabed him. That on a nafshistic level is called elzar, and it's the elzar that's behind the person. There are two aspects of this type of tziruf, of ra, of we'll call it keser mesivusa, we'll call it merkava temeya, that happens to a person like that. One is defined by, let's call it the tachlis, a person who, let's take a simple example, a person eats something and he has a hanos achilo. If it's the food is kosher, and if the hanos okay, there's not a problem with it, it's fine, it's good. It's interesting about Tanya, when he speaks about the becoming a kavod tameya, speaks specifically not about isurim. He speaks about things that are heter, things that are a hanos of heter. And the point is, when hanos becomes the focus towards which a person is bringing everything together, that's when it becomes an elzar. As Zeluma said, the Rambam in his Shemani Prakim, it maps out, in the Perek Chamishi, maps out the different, the point of Avodas Hashem, he says. And he says that Chazal in the Mishnah have put it into such sharp, succinct language that it says something about the Madrega that Chazal were at, and that it must have been written Ruach HaKodesh. So Rambam says, it's an incredibly, the Rambam is admiration for it, Rambam's awe of this Mishnah. And the Rambam speaks about the Mishnah of Chol Ma'asech Yilshem Shemayim, and basically the Rambam says that even though people's activities and deeds are an array of hundreds and thousands and millions over a lifetime, and billions possibly of activities, they all have to find their place within the larger context of Avodas Hashem. So it could be that the pu'ula that I'm doing now, the act I'm doing now, leads to something. So a person learns a certain skill in order to have a parnasa, in order to earn the money needs to live on beheta but not beisur, so that he can the time that he has he can dedicate to Avodas Hashem. That's all part of Chol Ma'asecha Yilshem Shemayim, B'chol Drecheh De'eyu. It means that everything a person does is somehow finds itself part of that array of the Shem Shemayim. That, the Rambam says, is the most profound thought said in the least amount of words and written by people that, you know, he has no end of hairacha to them where they must be holding, and the Ruach HaKodesh with which they're writing it. This is an incredible statement of the Rambam, that, you know, the way he understands that this is the core of Avodah. This is the core of Malchus. A Malchus means that everything in the Melucha is geared towards the aim of perpetuating the Malchus, of keeping the Malchus going, and that's Avodas Hashem at its most positive and its best. The shter to that is not a particular issue. So fine. So a person does an Avodah, positive Avodah, to get the pieces together and to make them all, they should be L'Shem Shemayim. That's the positive Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. But a person builds into himself alternative Mataris. So it takes on two phases. One is a person begins to create an alternative mahalach. A person is taibas achila, and he begins to spend his time, his energy, his emotions, all invested in taibas. A person is driven by kavod. So everything he does is to try to get some attention, to try to have people talk about him, and so on. That is an elzar. It's something which creates an alternative purpose to the world. So even though technically he's not being over a zar, chas v'shalom, technically he's doing only what's supposed to be good, what's supposed to be right, but lemaisa, he is creating an alternative. There's another tachlis achayim. One. Two, as a person gets more and more enmeshed in it, he can't rid himself of it. He is enslaved by it. And even if he were to try to, once he's become mishubed, he can't get out of it. The famous Gemara about Elazar ben Dodaya, that Elazar ben Dodaya was a terrible Baal Taiva, says live with every zayin in the world, v'cholo v'cholo, and he was, and then he was started to tshuva, and he sat down, whole story in the Gemara of Azar, and finally, nobody wanted to help him, and he cried his heart out, and it said he died, and Yotze Baskon said, Asherch Rav Lezim ben Dodaya, Muzman to Chayim Haba. So the kasha is, why did he die? In other words, he did tshuva shleima, and if anything, he should live. So many say it, and I've heard it. Rav Hutner said it in his lashon, but the basic point was, a person has a central rutzen, that's what he lives for, and if you mafkia that rutzen, the person cannot be mekayim that rutzen anymore, then he really has nothing to live for. It's one of the things we see in a simple way. People who feel they have a certain vocation, they're working as X, Y, Z, there comes a time when they retire and they're just not doing anything particularly focused on what they thought of themselves as. This person is a doctor, he's no longer a doctor, etc. The person begins to disintegrate. A person who's, imagine, Rachmanis on somebody who's not well, he has to stop eating, but he's going to be nourished by a tube. And imagine that physically it's possible to give him all the nourishment he needs through a tube. Imagine that's not a problem. But tachlis, a person can't live without hanos achila if he's meshubet to that. And then his life has no meaning. And less than the diet, there were two problems. There was a problem that he did Averis, and for that Shuva helped wonderfully. But that was also the point of his life. His life was all caught up in Taiva. And when he couldn't be Mimala's Taiva, he really had nothing to live for, and nothing to substitute for it. I could think of a marshal I've unfortunately heard once. There was a woman was sick, and she had a tumor on her heart. And the doctors, when they looked at the imaging, they said the tumor has replaced the wall of the heart, and you can't take out the tumor without losing the heart. There's no heart there. This typhus achila has replaced the person's, it's become the ratzon chayim. And once a person's there, there's nothing else he can do. It's like lo aleinu, a person who's addicted, and you can, breaking the addiction is one thing, but now the person has to regroup his life and give it something that has the type of hana, the type of purpose that the addiction gave him before. So the Olam HaChet, the Olam HaVeira, comes with on two dargas. One is the darga of particular maisim, particular inyanim that shouldn't be there. That's one darga. And then there's a second darga, and that is it becomes an elzar. And the person's raison d'etre, the person's tachlis achayim, the person's mohus becomes something else. And then the person himself can't do tshuva because he's mishubet. And even if you'll get rid of the particular avaris, but the person can't exist because his world is the world of avera and taiva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chasdo gave us a day like Yom Kippur. The inuyim in Yom Kippur, one facet of it is a person is more contrite when he's misane, and it breaks him more, and he's more prone for tshuva. That's one part of it. But there's a second part of it, and that second part of it is that the way it's Chazal bring it, we don't eat, we don't wear shoes, all of the things that we do is because we're doymet to malachim. In other words, there's an akuda of being like a malach. And being like a malach means that we mafkia ourselves from living for taiva and we live for something else. It's the essence of a malach is he's living off ruchnius. The oz tis anegal Hashem, the fact that he's now he's taking from a world of ruchnius. That's what the inuy of Yom Kippur does for us. So I'll call upon him. The gdolei tshuva that brings geul olam. We're talking about not only we're not talking about the schar, so to speak, that Kadosh Baruch Hu takes us out of our tzaras and so on, which is certainly true. We're talking about a much deeper nekuda. Tshuva has in itself the gift to be meshachar the person. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gave that gift, knowing that since Chet carries within itself a shibut, then once a person is meshubit, he bets him is helpless to get out. If you think about the Eved Nirtza got into his problem when he said a hafti a sadoini a sishti and so on. He himself drove himself into the hole of Avdus Olam because he desired the comfort, the security, whatever it was that drove him that. And Yom Kippur is a day of Hafkos Shibut. It says that the Satan is not masten on Yom Kippur. So Chazal say, even though people can do Averis, and Chazal give examples of you can do Averis, but the Shulton of the Satan is Mufka on Yom Kippur. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away is one day a year, there's no Shulton. So if the person chooses Averis, it chooses Averis. If a person chooses not to do Tshuva, it chooses not to do Tshuva. That's nothing's going to stop a person from that. But if a person has a but if a person has a rotzen to do right, so even those inyanim that a person has become meshubet, whether the taivis that a person has become shakuin, whether they are midas in the nature of kas and kina and so on, where really the person has built into himself an alternative to avodas Hashem, has focused on something else, and in turn has become meshubet to that, even when a person is holding there, still Yom Kippur has in itself, it's a day of geula. Tshuva b'ayfen klali, g'dayla tshuva shenviya geula olam. Tshuva b'ayfen klali has the ability not only to take care of pratz averus, but it has the ability somehow to be mafkir di shibudim. And Yom Kippur, it's the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave for the chayfish of avodim. It's the day when a person can do it, and it's the day when a person can be mashlim, being mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way it should be. Because being mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Hashem Echad doesn't just imply kind of the philosophical question, one, two, Trinity, Hashem, many gods. That's not the issue. We don't, if Rosh Hashanah, our Kabbal Zal Mach Shamayim, wasn't what it should be, it's not going to be Yom Kippur either. But what we're talking about is the much deeper and much more insidious type of Ra, where our own Pnimius does not have, has an El Zar, it has something else that is driving us. And when a person is Zeicha to Yom Kippur, he's Zeicha Shichur from that, and then he's able to be Mekabel Hashem as the only focal point of his life, and he's a Ben Chayrin from any other drive, any other from being Meshubit, any of the Merkava, and he becomes, even if he still has Otim Mesakin, but all of his Kaychas become harnessed to the Merkava of Kedusha, to the Hashem Echad and the Shus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.